Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tim Legler joining us now on ESPN 97.5 Live, the ESPN basketball NBA expert with us here. Does a great job. John Granato and Sean Salisbury. How you doing, Tim?
What's going on, gentlemen? How you been?
Legs, good
time, man.
Good to talk to you, brother. Good to have you on. We appreciate you. You know that.
You got it, man. So far, so good. Good storylines to start the NBA playoffs.
Let me ask you this right off the bat, Legs. Are the Boston Celtics the – can you remember a time when we had a more – or am I wrong by saying it's a more overrated number one seed?
Well, they definitely don't look like a typical number one seed. I mean, normally a number one seed, either conference – you know, you don't question the legitimacy of can they make it to the finals. I mean, that's what you play 82 games for. And if you've been able to earn the top spot in your conference, typically it's because you got enough. You check off enough boxes that no one's questioning whether you can really make it to the finals. I think that has been the case with Boston all year. And you have to look at the circumstances surrounding the Eastern Conference as to why they ended up as the number one seed. I'm not trying to say that they're not a good team, but I don't think at any point you looked at them and thought they were a great team. You know, one of the things that they're riding is a formula with a 5'9 point guard leading you in scoring, getting almost 30 points a night. That's just not a sustainable formula to take it all the way in the postseason. I know the Sixers did it one year with Allen Iverson, but that was almost a perfect storm where they had him and then they had the best defensive team in the NBA around him to sort of support him and set screens and run down rebounds and give it back to him and let him do whatever he wanted to. That's not necessarily the case with the Boston Celtics. They're not a juggernaut defensively. And when you're counting on a guy that size to carry you game in, game out, it's just difficult because you're going to get yourself into tight spots on the floor sometimes. You're going to have nights where you don't shoot well. And where are they going to generate the offense? Because they don't really have another guy to create his own shot. So the formula they've been riding all year, while they're a good team, and when you have one day to prepare for them, it's tough to play against. When you have a series to lock in on one opponent and you can start to take things away from them, they can be exposed a little bit. And then on top of it, obviously, the emotional toll that this has taken and the tragedy with Isaiah Thomas's sister. And one day before the series starts, it's very difficult thing to process and get back on track that quickly.
Tim Legler, ESPN with us on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk about our team here in Houston. Looked incredible, actually played some defense, a lot of defense. But I don't know. A lot of people are saying that Oklahoma City's going to get back in this thing. I think they're exposed. Outside of Westbrook, this is not a good basketball team, Tim.
Well, of all the teams I saw in the first game, on that first weekend on Saturday and Sunday, Oklahoma City had to be the most disappointing by far. And I've probably seen Oklahoma City play more than any other team in the league, primarily because of what Westbrook was doing. So everybody wanted to talk about it constantly. So I was always having to make sure I was watching them and getting in tune with them. And you're right. I mean, I look at the supporting cast that he has, and I think it's a lottery team, maybe a 20-win team if Russell Westbrook isn't playing. They don't have guys that can generate any offense. I like the trade they made to get Gibson and McDermott before the trading deadline. That did give them a little bit more firepower. But this is still a team that is very challenged, particularly in spreading the floor and knocking down shots and making you pay for loading up the lane on Westbrook, which is exactly what Houston did the other night. I mean, he took a lot of forced shots. It seemed like he had no space the entire game. He's got a guy in Patrick Beverley who has, you know, he played great offensively, but his primary role in this series is just irritate the hell out of Russell Westbrook and to be relentless and, you know, to bother him as much as he can and then count on a lot of help when he turns the corner and goes downhill, and that's exactly what Houston did. They just got in his way, and you force a lot of deflected passes, turnovers, bad shots, and there's really no one else to help Russell Westbrook right the ship when they're playing that way. It's a problem. I didn't think they were going to beat Houston. I did think this had the potential to maybe be a six-gamer just because of how much I believe in Russell Westbrook's greatness. But after the first game, a lot of changes need to take place because Oklahoma City was so loose with the basketball. particularly in the third quarter. The 9 turnovers in a quarter is like middle school. You know, you can't do that in an NBA playoff game and be that loose with it against a team like Houston. And given all those extra possessions, the Rockets are going to just pound you. And that's what happened. So I'm telling you, I need to see a massive turnaround tonight to make me think this won't be a sweep, because Oklahoma City was that bad in the first game.
Hey, Legs, that being said, how big a threat are the Rockets for the Western Conference Championship?
Yeah, I put them in a small list of contenders, Sean. I think this is a team that, you know, when I say contender, I say that means you must have a legitimate chance to win a title, or I'm not going to use that word. I think that, to me, they are in the same category as Golden State and San Antonio. I think they're that good offensively. They can be that tough to deal with, particularly if they play from ahead. When they're in front and James Harden is controlling the entire game, and you know, forcing you to make very difficult decisions on him, he just picks you apart, and they have so many guys lined up ready to knock down shots. I think their offense is so good, it can overcome whatever defensive issues they have, and I think they are legitimately a threat to come out of the Western Conference. I mean, if I had to lay money on it today, I'd still say the Warriors would be my top choice. But I think Houston's got every bit as good a chance as San Antonio.
Tim Legler here on ESPN 97.5. They've got the ESPN has the Rockets game this Friday at 8:30. Friday at 8:30 on ESPN. So that's where you'll be watching it, unless you go to Oklahoma City. Tim, any other? What's your biggest surprise other than maybe Boston? What's your biggest surprise from the first few games here?
I think it would have to be Milwaukee and how they've played against Toronto. I liked Milwaukee a lot. They're a young team, so you know they're still growing. Antetokounmpo is obviously a star, but some of their other young players, Brogdon and Thon Maker, I mean, it's the first time going through the playoffs, and you're playing a team in Toronto. One, that's a very tough place to play in that building, and two, they went to the conference finals a year ago, and they're better than they were because they added Ibaka, they added P.J. Tucker. They're deeper than they were. And I know Lowry missed some time toward the end of the year that disrupted his rhythm. But still, this is the team that went to the conference finals and beat the Cavaliers twice. And they believe that they're the team that's next in line behind Cleveland. So for Milwaukee to go in there and be that dominant in game one and then play them down to the wire, basically tie game 2 minutes to go last night, that's been a little bit of a surprise to me that they're playing with that much confidence and they're that sure of themselves, despite the fact they have so much inexperience on their roster in terms of the playoffs. So Toronto is going to be in a war now because Milwaukee, that place is going to be rocking the next two games. And Toronto's got to go get one of those two, or they're not going to get out of this series. So that's been a big surprise to me.
Hey, Legs, for me, my last question is, speaking of Cleveland, we know when 23 decides to take over in the postseason what happens, but they are bad perimeter defenders unless it's him. Kyrie can't cover anybody. I'm looking ahead to either a John Wall, Bradley Beal against Cleveland, and or if Lowry continues like he did last night, and DeMar DeRozan. Is there a chance, and maybe a slim one, that perimeter guard play is going to create some major issues on the defensive end for Cleveland and matchup problems?
Yeah, I don't think at any point you're going to see Cleveland all of a sudden, you know, you watch them one night and you go, wow, you know, their defense got suffocating. They're not capable of it. And they have personnel packages they put out on the floor that are just not good defensively. So, you know, and typically, you know, for most teams, you would look at that and say, well, then they're not capable of winning championships if that's the case. The one difference is they've got two guys that are so good offensively that break you down so much in Kyrie Irving and LeBron James, they might be the one team that can overcome their defensive problems and certainly get out of the East if it's not win a championship. Because when they shoot the basketball well from the three-point line and they get guys like Kevin Love and Channing Frye and J.R. Smith and these role players are knocking down threes, it's almost impossible to stop them. Defensively, they actually are laughable at times with their ineptitude on the perimeter containing the basketball. I mean, anybody can get a simple ball screen and you're going to get to the rim. And they have very little rim protection. So defense is going to be an issue for this team every night that they play in the postseason. But they might just be so good with those two players. Again, and I said this similarly about Houston, it might be enough to overcome it regardless because they're that good on the other end of the floor.
Tim Legler here on ESPN 97.5. Tim, great to have you. We appreciate it. Rockets game this Saturday, 8:30. Got to watch it on ESPN. Excuse me, this Friday on ESPN. Tim, thanks for hanging with us.
Legs, appreciate
my
you, brother.
Guys. Take care.
Okay.
Take care.
Tim Legler right here on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.